This morning, we have a guest joining us by phone, visiting today with Leah Brooks. She's an extension food and health specialist for our area. And we want to talk about a particular training that's coming up here. It's a child care provider training, but it focuses on children and gardening, something maybe a little bit different. Leah, how are you this morning?
I'm really good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. Is this the first time you've done a program specifically like this, gardening with children?
No, this is actually not a new training, but it is a super fun one, definitely. And we have not done it in Atlantic in a while. So I did it over in Greenfield last year. So I really enjoyed it and thought that would be a good one to bring to Atlantic. So I'm super excited for it.
Yeah. What's the focus on this type of training?
Yeah. So, of course, it's going to be for child care providers, I guess, in general. So we really talk a lot about, you know, gardening and how it helps children taste new vegetables that they've helped grow. And there's a lot of different lessons that you can do, you know, leading up to the gardening with the children, too.
Yeah, do you get good feedback after an event like this?
Yes. Yeah, they always enjoy it. This is a very super interactive training as well, too. We work through different stations, and of course, the stations are fruits or vegetables, and encouraging reading with it and different literacy activities, crafts. We talk about container gardening, and then, of course, there has to be taste testing, too. So,
of course there does. Well, and this is also an opportunity to get them away from those video screens for a while.
Absolutely, yes. So I have a lot of child care providers that come to these trainings that already have gardens ready, but just need to know a little bit more. And so this can help them, you know, go even further with the learning for the children themselves too. And then incorporating that into their meals as well. So it's super fun.
This Gardening with Children event here locally is coming up on Thursday, April 25th. And that'll be from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center here in Atlantic. So what would folks need to bring? Are they bringing the children with them, or is this just a training for the adults?
It's just a training for the adults, yep. So you don't need to bring children. So after your day is over working with those children, come and hang out with other child care providers and learn more about gardening.
Time for some quality adult time.
Absolutely, yep.
Okay, very good. Well, now you kind of gave us a little bit of an overview, but specifically, what types of things will folks learn?
Yes, so we will talk about how gardening with those children promote a healthy lifestyle for them and for us as adults, right? Those early learning experiences, you know, actually being in the garden outside really help too. Also, social development is involved with that. And then environmental stewardship, right? We're in the garden making our own food.
Yeah, how important is it to get children involved like with something like this at such an early age?
Yes, it definitely helps with all those things that I just said previously. But I also think it helps, you know, the children, of course, in many different ways grow and develop and experience new things, maybe even try new fruits or vegetables that they haven't tried at home or just haven't tried yet in general. But it also helps those adults be those really engaged providers and take them through, you know, start to finish from seed to eating the food on our plate.
Well, and perhaps open up some doors where they might find something that they enjoy that could be something they can do the rest of their lives.
Absolutely, yeah. Kind of starting those passions young, if you will.
Yep, got to start those habits early.
Yeah.
And they can see the results. You know, you talked about that too, incorporating some of those, maybe some fruits and vegetables that might be involved in that gardening into the meals too. That's got to have a pretty good impact on kids to see the result.
Yes, and we do know that if you grow your own food, especially as children and kind of doing those gardening activities with children, they're more likely to try that because, you know, they put that labor of love into that, you know, zucchini or whatever it may be. And so they really want to try just to see what it tastes like and what they did.
Well, and it's also kind of, as far as a time efficiency thing goes, it's kind of nice for the child care provider. If they do enjoy gardening themselves, this gives them an opportunity to maximize some of that time and give the kids that experience also.
I know. It's kind of like a double whammy for children and for adults too, who like that gardening. You know, how many weeds can you pick in, you know, this amount of time or whatever it may be.
Yeah, kind of like having an intern in the office.
Yeah, definitely.
Take what you can get. There you go. Excellent. Are there limits to what you can share with some of the youngsters? I mean, we're childcare, so we're talking about relatively young students. Are we limited to some of the things that they can learn and do?
No, I think the possibilities are endless, right? So, you know, kind of planning different activities for all ages, right? Because some childcare providers, especially those in-home ones, have a variety of ages that they take care of. And so I think definitely endless opportunities to learn. And, you know, you can be creative too. We just give you some ideas and starting points, and then you can even go further from there if you want.
Okay. Well, yeah, they could maybe even take it further to things like, maybe assisting with canning and preservation, things like that.
Yes, exactly. Then you can attend another training of mine about food preservation.
I wasn't planning to lead into that, but there you have it. We'll look for that one too. Excellent. Leah, for a program like this, is there a cost for folks to attend?
There is a $10 cost per person. We do have an online registration link. And then, of course, those that are in childcare know that they have to register on iPower as well. But if you are struggling with that or need help, definitely feel free to give me a call, or you can call the Cass County Extension office. But here's the really fun thing. So we received a grant through Early Childhood Iowa Boost for Families, and they helped us fund some of this. And so each person that attends is going to get a free kids gardening tool for attending the training. So I think that's worth the $10 for sure.
Oh, yeah. It keeps the cost low at $10 and provides you with a take-home little gift for the students that way, or for the youngsters too then, so they can see that they're getting something to get them started. Yeah, that's awesome. Very good. Is the, you said online registration, is it pretty straightforward, pretty easy?
Yes, it is. Yep, it's going to be through the ISU Extension and Outreach website, and then you can just search Gardening with Children, and you'll find that on that April 25th date in Atlantic.
Okay, very good. Well, I know child care providers have to get certain amounts of credits and things too. Are they available through this?
Yes. So this training is approved for 2 hours of credit for child care license renewal approved by the Iowa Department of Health and Human Services and then the CACFP program, Child and Adult Care Food Program. So perfect opportunity to get some training and learn something fun and exciting.
Yeah, and I'm sure you probably learn a little bit, too. I mean, you've got a wealth of information, but just being able to be around other child care providers for a few hours and experience a few things together, share a few stories, you pick up a few other things along the way.
Absolutely. That's a big part of kind of that important part of that group setting is learning from others who have already done it or, you know, what are ideas. And I always, you know, they don't get together a lot because they're always busy taking care of their own children. And so it's really fun to talk. Everyone gets to talk together in the evening here.
Yeah, like we said, quality adult time. Sometimes you need a little bit of that, too. Very good.
Yep.
Well, Leah, this program, again, coming up Thursday, April 25th here in Atlantic. Do you have other programs that folks might be interested in coming up down the road?
Yes. So, of course, this summer is really, the spring into summer, we're getting really into food preservation and scheduling those all around Southwest Iowa. So be on the lookout through the Extension office and just the Facebook pages that they have about a whole lot of different food preservation opportunities with that too. So that's kind of what I really do a lot more so in the summer, which is really fun for me because I enjoy it a lot too.
Okay. Well, we'll look for those, and we'll probably visit about that here somewhere down the road, too, and give more information
there.
Excellent. All right. Well, again, the Gardening with Children program, that child care provider training event, coming up on Thursday, April 25th. Now, I know we just turned the corner into April, but it'll come up fast. Training is from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. that evening at the Cass County Community Center here in Atlantic. You don't have to be from Cass County to participate, and you can register again online. Cost is $10, and there is an April 22nd registration deadline. Leah, how do they find that the registration link?
Yeah, so you're just going to search the Iowa State University Extension Outreach website or go to the Cass County Extension website or Facebook page. Or if you just want to call myself, you can always call me at 712-623-2592. Or you can, of course, always call the Cass County Extension Office as well at 712-243-1132.
Okay, lots of ways to walk you through that. Pretty simple stuff. Again, very good. It's nice to have that partial funding, too, to be able to provide something a little extra and keep that cost very reasonable for those folks. Excellent. Leah Brook with us this morning, Extension Food and Health Specialist, talking about that child care provider training called Gardening with Children on April 25th here in Atlantic. Take advantage of another great opportunity there from the Extension Service. Leah, thank you so much for the time today. Best of luck.
Thank you so much.